Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for a scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me is a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today. As I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world, think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, he writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related, and that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which cause very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we can give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infection. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's a short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And a carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, Good, beautiful morning to you all. Thank you for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I'm giving thanks for this day. I give thanks for every day, but this one seems different. It's been different to me for a few days now, and it's all because of the gift. Have you ever been given a gift? Now, I don't mean the usual kind in a box tied with a big red bow, but the kind that you may have to sit with for a while and just let it sink in that it even is a gift. Now, that kind of gift is usually followed by some kind of an epiphany. And I was blessed to have had a big gift given to me in the most unorthodox way ever. You see, a year ago, on the 11th of August, I sat in a small hospital room along with my eldest son, my cousin and his wife and their two grown children, supporting each other as we watched and listened for my aunt to draw her last breath. Now, as hard as that was, harder still was walking out after it was all over, knowing that I would not be there for her funeral. Someone who had been there for me so many times before in my life. Because in a matter of less than 4 hours, I'd be on another plane somewhere going to another state to support my younger son by babysitting his two toddlers so he could be there by his wife's side as she had the new baby. And it had been a very hard pregnancy. And then I had to be there for her because he had to go back to work. And she would be left alone to recover with a new baby and two toddlers after having overcome a C-section. Now, the gift was I was able to be there for the last breath of someone I loved dearly and comfort my cousin, and then to be there for the first breath for the newest family member and share in the joy of that promise that each new life brings. And the trouble was, I didn't get a chance to allow myself to grieve the loss before experiencing the joy. Now, fast forward to now. A full year has passed, and as with all businesses trying to stay in the flow, that flower company that I used to send a spray to the church sent me an email to remind me, and in their words, it's been a year since you told Sally you loved her. As if that was not a shock enough at 6:30 in the morning, a notification popped in that there had been money taken out of my bank account by this company. Well, my heart dropped, not because of the money, but thinking they'd made this horrible mistake and were about to send my poor cousin some flowers. Well, it turned out that I had clicked something, a club of some kind that kept you from paying shipping and handling when I sent the flowers originally. The kind that renewed every year if you don't remember to cancel it. But before I could think, I was on the phone to the company, and the poor woman that answered wound up being on the receiving end of my horror. And that was not pretty. She explained to me in as calm a voice as she could that she suspected what had happened, and within a matter of minutes, she transferred me to who would rectify the situation. Only, it's 6:30 in the morning, so that office, of course, wasn't open that early, and I had to wait. That was a gift. You see, while I waited, God had time to bring me face to face with me. Everything I did to pass the time screamed at me. The Bible reading for that day was on kindness. And you know that scripture that says, study to show yourself approved? Well, this is how that works. Everything I have ever read showing love, kindness, or what love is, came to my mind in a flash. And then, that wasn't enough, the words, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, they popped up. That's what I mean when I say God had me meet myself and I didn't like what I saw. I was in tears. First, because it reminded me of my aunt, then the fact that I spoke to someone so harshly. then at the fact that now I truly know that God loves me, and so much so that he took time to convict me using the one thing that I trust, his word. So there couldn't be any doubt that it was him trying to get me to think about myself. How could I dare ask God forgiveness for anything? And I was so unforgiving. I had to objectively look at why I was so out of character. And I came up with two things, guilt and unforgiveness. Not that God didn't forgive me or couldn't forgive me, but I had not forgiven myself for not being at the funeral, even though I held her hand as she made her transition. I still somehow felt badly. This was God's way of letting me release that pain. And once I did, I got lighter, the room got brighter, and for the rest of the day, there were these small synchronicities that reminded me of my aunt and the times that we shared. And even now, as I think back on that moment, I can give thanks. God knows what we need when we need it. At that moment a year ago, even in my pain, I went from task to task instead of allowing God to be the strength to my weakness so that I could go from glory to glory and totally heal. So I say to you, whatever you go through, know that the operative word is through. As in, you'll come out on the other side. Now, what you are when you get there depends on what you did in the midst of your trials. Did you shut off your feelings and do what I had done? Or did you allow God to support you the way you think you have to support others? The words of the Lord's Prayer are dangerous. That is, if you're not aware of who you are and how you are living. Think about it just in those few words. You just told God to deal with you the way you deal with others. Ooh, wow. I don't know about you, but I'm not always totally on point. So you talk about repenting and quick. I don't know what hit faster, the conviction to my mind and heart or my knees to the floor. Because since it was a 1-800 number, there was no way for me to apologize to the person directly. And that's what bothered me most. But I did ask forgiveness of God. And since then, I've had occasion to pay it forward in acts of kindness. This experience is totally something that I will never forget. I can't afford to. Not and be the person I desire to be, the one who seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I now ask first for wisdom before I speak, to know how to say whatever needs to be said, no matter how broken I feel at the moment. Because it is true when they say, hurt people hurt people. That's what's happening and what has been happening in this world, generation after generation. I wish to be an agent for change, not for pain. I wish for people to know that sometimes being human means that you're not going to be as on point as you want to. And I don't care who you think you are or how religious you think you are or what kind of initials you have behind your name and titles you have in front of. You're human. And the part of you that can be triggered by something as simple as a mistake on my part, really, for not canceling the thing, it sent me over the edge. So I'm still raw at the thought of losing someone that I loved and the thought that maybe I let her down a little bit by not being there. But the truth is, my aunt lived the kind of life that she would have said to me exactly what her son said to me. There is nothing more that you can do here, but you're supposed to be at this time with your son and his family because they have no one else. So all of the love that I would have put on her and all of the love that she instilled in me, I placed on my son and his family. And it's weird that the day that she was buried at 11 o'clock that day. And my new little grandson was born at 9:30 that evening. Bouncing, happy, and 10.8 pounds. and she would have adored him. Don't get tangled up in the verbiage of the prayers that you say. Don't get tangled up in it, but make sure that every time with every word, you stop and you think what that means. And sometimes with some of our scripture, you're going to have to go back and find out what that word meant at that time with that group of people and why it was vocalized the way it was. Because it makes a difference in the what it meant. But when you ask God to come into your heart and bring his kingdom on earth, do you think he wants to come into a place that isn't ready and sanctified? You don't want to go someplace that you really are not happy in going to. Well, the Spirit of the living God cannot be happy living in duality. And when I say duality, I mean we think we're one way, but we're acting the other. And as I said before, you just ask God to deal with you the way you deal with everybody else. That is a shock that should be heard around the world. And if it was heard around the world and people understood what they were actually saying, they wouldn't just ramble on in the words. The kingdom of God will come. This is the earth, you. You, the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses his savor, what's the use? We have to make sure. We have to be there for other people. But we have to be there for ourselves. And the hurt and the pain that I felt when God convicted me about speaking the way I did to the poor soul that answered the telephone. You know you have to lay groundwork to make sure that you treat people's hearts the way you want yours to be treated. And what bothered me was I don't have any idea that young lady could have had a hard time coming to work that early, but she came anyway and she was there. She didn't need what I did to make her day any worse. And yet and still, she still tried to help me and comfort me because she could see how upset I was. And she apologized, even though it was not her fault. And she gave condolences to my family at the loss of a loved one. She was so calm that it calmed me down. Now, that's something that I usually do for other people. Guilt is a useless emotion. All it does is trigger pain. And if you carry yourself the way you're supposed to carry yourself, you'll have nothing to be guilty for. So I apologize in the sight of everyone that could hear my voice. But I want to let you know that I'm as human as anybody else. And right now, I'm hoping that maybe somehow the young person that answered that telephone may be listening to this broadcast. And if she is, I truly apologize to you. And I give you all honor for not being as rude to me. And I ask God to please not to deal with me the way I dealt with you. And I ask you to accept my apology. Sometimes that's all you can do. But if you have sense, you will learn from every opportunity how not to act. You act before you react. Had I had an opportunity to sit quietly first and find out what to do instead of being just really upset at first, that early in the morning. I guess I just don't think that well quite early in the morning. And it did interrupt. I was about to do my Bible study, so I don't know. I went off. And God knows exactly what you need. Because after I read the Bible story for that day, turns out it was not for that day. I had switched days or moved a page or something that took me into the next day. But you see, I needed it right then. Right then. And the reason I know that I was forgiven right then is the lightness of being within my spirit, the brightness in the room when I decided to come up from crying. God forgives. God loves. And mistakes are made. But when you repent and move on and not do them anymore. God is ready to forgive. And I'm glad of that. And I'm glad that his mercy is new every day. And I'm also glad that where sin abounds, grace and mercy abound even more. Because that's what I needed. I needed his grace, and I needed his mercy, and I needed his forgiveness right at that time. Now, the next time you say the Lord's Prayer, I want you to think about that. Think about how important it is for you to be right. Because remember, you're asking God to give you what you deserve. And I'm asking him not to give me what I deserve, but to give me what his mercy and his blessing says that I deserve. You will come out of whatever it is that is ticking you off. And as I said, whatever way that you respond to it while you're going through it is what you're going to be when you come out of it. Will you be stronger? Will you be more intelligent? Will you be more in tune and aligned to the spirit within you? Because that rattled every feather within me, which lets me know that I must be on the right path. I must be learning. I must be getting closer to my source, because my source schooled me well. In my last broadcast, I talked to you about the vortex being a spinning wheel, being a child's merry-go-round. And the closer you are to center, the more safe you feel. And that's the same thing that happened to me. Some kind of way, I got on the edge and I was flung off into the trees. But God allowed me to get back on. And I'm going to make sure that I stay even closer to my center, to my source, to my force of life from now on. And from now on, when I say any prayer, I'm going to make sure I know what each and every word means, and I'm going to make sure that I resonate with that which I truly want, not that which I deserve. I need the grace of God. You need the grace of God. And we all need to study to show ourselves approved. Once I sat back and thought about it, I was quite pleased. I didn't realize that I remembered so much of the scripture that I read, but it's been years, so I don't know why I was surprised. But it is my fondest wish that I can speak from my heart with confidence the words that I have stored there. And it says, out of the depth of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I want to speak from my lips everything that I have stored in my heart that God taught me. And I want to be able to say I understand all of it that I speak. And that was just one more notch in my belt of experiences. So you give thanks for the experiences, good or bad. You give thanks for your knowledge. And you give thanks for the opportunity to show your knowledge, no matter how it comes. Even if you're only showing it to yourself. Be able to look objectively at yourself. You have to be what you're intended to be, not what you're pretending to be. When you pretend to do things, it's not real. But who you really are will come up at trying times. I wasn't happy with that, so I'm going to replace all of that and release all anger and disappointment and thoughts of lack and negativity from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional being, so that as I do, it'll be room for all the blessings that God has for me. This is Reverend Lydia saying, make sure that you smile from your heart. Speak from your lips what you've stored in your heart. And study so that you store the right things. Be blessed.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.